I believe passionately that the community should be engaged in the support and scrutinising the police. I didn't think much of the model to do it, but I believe it was essential that it did. I also felt, as someone with considerable experience of police accountability over the years, I could probably do a better job than anyone else, particularly as I was aware of the risks and could hopefully seek to avoid the bear traps and the potholes.
So a year on, how successful, as a general question, do you think crime commissioners have been? Because the public are completely underwhelmed by the whole thing. And I was watching the television this morning, nobody seems to know who they are.
I think the evidence suggested we spent £100 million and caused a lot of disruption on producing a lower and less effective level of governance and accountability.
A lower and less effective?
Yes, and I've obviously given a school report where I give the evidence where in all the key jobs that police and crime commissioners have been doing, we're being less effective than the previous police authority.
Less effective. I mean, that's extraordinary that you would say that.
Well, I think it's important to be honest and open with the community. In fact, I'm pleased that this morning it was announced that I've just won the Grant Thornton COPAC Award for the most transparent police Office of Police and Crime. And I believe that's part of the fact that honest with people and ensuring that people are aware of the real position.
People will salute you for that, but you know, we know how much it cost, millions and millions, to have this election last year, a year ago. 15% of the public voted. It's cost a huge amount of money, and you're telling me they're less effective than when we had the old setup.
I think the evidence clearly points to that, and that's I believe.
Just talking yourself out of a job. You're talking yourself out of a job.
Well, I think that the job, there is a job there that needs to be done. It's rather a strange way of doing it that I'm objecting to. It's a bit like saying, you know, when someone came up with the idea the best way to stop the U-boats was to boil the North Sea, objected to the fact that wanting to boil the North Sea wasn't necessarily a good idea. Didn't mean to say you didn't want to stop the U-boats.
You think that they have done nothing for police accountability? I mean, that's actually what they were set up to do. So it's been a disaster, hasn't it?
Well, I think it's been £100 million not well spent that could have been spent on police officers. And I actually do think the majority of the community would prefer to see higher visibility police officers.
Why don't you resign them? Because you're still taking the money, aren't you? I mean, it's a big fat salary to tell me that it's less effective. Not you personally, but the whole setup.
That needs to be done, and I do think with my experience and my approach to understanding the risks that are associated with the model enables me to protect my community more effectively, and I have introduced a whole series of things which I think has meant that in the West Midlands we have protected the community from some of the worst potential effects of this particular model.
I don't believe others
could do a better job, and as I say, having got the first national award, being the most transparent police and crime commissioner, I believe that vindicates.
Well, you are very transparent. You're telling me that it's a waste of money and it's been less effective and not worked.
And it's about the model. It's not about the fact that there shouldn't be accountability for police. That is absolutely essential. There are other models, both the previous one and other potential models, that could be much more
effective. Should we go back to the old police?
Engage the community and have their
confidence. Should we go back to the old way with the police authority?
I think we probably the size of particularly some of the areas was too big even under the old police authorities. I think we need to be looking more to a more local model, but hopefully one where we can see a more inclusive approach, local policing boards, if they wish to be elected a chair or a commissioner to lead those for a local area, that's great, but they then could come together collectively to ensure that things like chief constables are appointed and backroom functions are organised, and that collective accountability across the community is like to have more confidence than a single politician making these decisions.
So do you think you personally have done very well this last year and have been worth your money, and it's worked in the West Midlands, it's just the rest of the country that is no good? Are you including yourself in that?
I've been struggling with some of the stupidities of these particular changes. I've wasted a lot of my time and that of officers and members having to cope with some of these new structures, which was completely unavoidable, but sadly meant we were diverted from the key things of serving our community and trying to drive crime down. And I think the fact that we have seen a significant worsening of performance in terms of the fight against crime since the first.
Yeah, but a lot of people would disagree with that. A lot of crime commissioners would say crime is falling. Alan Hardwick told me last night Lincolnshire was gold standard police force.
Well, I think if you, when we see the next set of figures, which cover the period since April, I think you will find that a majority of police authority areas will have seen an increase, and the overall position will be seeing that compared to three decades of ever decreasing crime, the biggest fall in the history of policing, we will have seen crime at least growing to a halt, if not increased.
I mean, this is an extraordinary interview. If you were a critic of somebody who didn't want crime commissioners in the first place, and I was doing that interview today, I would expect you to say all this. But you are a crime commissioner, and you're still saying it's not worked. I salute you for your honesty, and most of the people listening will agree with you. Mm-hmm. But it is still extraordinary that you say it, but you still will take the money and be paid at the end of the week for telling me that it's not working.
Well, I think in many ways it's best to have someone who knows where the icebergs are rather than someone who believes the ship is unsinkable and sails straight at them. I think I've been able to do a good job because I'm aware of the risks, I know what the community wants, and want to make sure that we avoid the pitfalls that are associated with this rather strange model.
Is it a strange model that shouldn't have been invented?
It's a completely unique model. It was based on something that happened in America, but the Americans find didn't work and abolished in the 1960s.
Should we abolish it now? Should we just say, look, it's not worked. It's been a very, very costly, £70 million for the elections last year, costing more, even more money today. Should we just say it's not worked?
I think there's a strong argument to suggest that, but what we need to replace it with is we really need something like a Royal Commission to try and build a consensus. Policing is too important to be felt to be only in the hands of part of the community. We need to actually have accountability structures, hopefully at a more localised level, that everyone has got confidence in, and we need to try and build a cross-party, cross-community consensus as to the best way to hold our police
account. What do you think the policing minister, Damian Green, is going to be thinking if he could hear this conversation? What would he say?
Well, I would have thought he would be unhappy about it.
I think that's an understatement of the day, if you don't mind me saying so. I think that's a very, very, very big understatement.
This was one of his flagship policies that he said would transform the position about policing and police accountability, and all the evidence suggests it's £100 million badly spent. Now, clearly he's going to be unhappy about that, because that's their policy that they... I believe is going to work wonders. All the evidence suggests it hasn't worked wonders.
The salaries for the crime commissioners around the country vary between about 60 and 100,000. Mm-hmm. A lot of money, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think it should be based on...
Are you overpaid? Are you overpaid?
I believe I am, yes. I do think that it is a representative function rather than an executive function. In policing, it's different. The chief constable makes all the executive decisions. The position of the commissioner is the areas like which are the equivalent to full council rather than cabinet decisions. I think
you're
it's
an expensive, expensive luxury.
Paid on a line with the MPs.
Expensive luxury, then?
I do think we have spent a lot of money and are going to continue to spend a lot of money on something that is less effective. I think we all need to try and do our best to make sure the model works for our communities, because policing is too important to ignore and it's the only game in town.
What
but
about
really
what
a different model could obviously perform that role much more effectively.
What about the offices of Alan Hardwick in Lincolnshire and Matthew Grove in Humberside? They'll be listening to this conversation gobsmacked, won't they?
I don't know. It depends how objective they are looking at the position there. And I obviously haven't looked at in detail at Humberside or Lincolnshire at the position. But I would have thought if they're not aware of some of the significant problems that have occurred since the induction of PCCs, clearly they're not doing their job.
Last question, should they be scrapped?
I think they should. I think we should try and get a Royal Commission to make sure we have a consensus.
And you'd be out of work? You'd be out of work?
I'd be more than happy to be the a pub quiz question, who was the one and only Police and Crime Commissioner for the West Midlands, because it isn't about me, it's about the best way to serve our community and support and scrutinise the police.
Do you understand how extraordinary this conversation is?
Not particularly. I think there's a whole... would you suggest to your UKIP... candidates, they shouldn't be standing for the European Parliament. And that's worse than me, because they don't believe the European Parliament should exist. They don't believe.
No, but most people who come, in here who are doing a job, most people who come on here who are doing a job, who are getting an awful lot of money like you are, justify that job and try and fight for it.
Well, I don't believe it's about clinging on to office, clinging on to a salary. It's about what's in the best interests of my community, and I need to be honest and open about that. And that's possibly the reason I've just won this national award for being the most transparent police and crime commissioner in the country.
You're certainly that. Mr. Jones, very good to have you on the programme today. Thank you very much indeed for your time.
Thank you.